Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Not quite. Actually, it's Deuce McAllister filling in for Christian Garrett, and thank you for joining myself on the Hood Automotive Player Show here with our weekly sit-down with a player of the week, and I don't think this young man needs any introduction, not just for the performance that he had this past weekend, but for just the work that he's done in our community as well as on the field. Thank you, Latavius Murray, for being able
My
to
man.
Join us this weekend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on the season that you've had so far. And then, obviously, you know, we can get into depth a little bit about this past weekend and then, obviously, this upcoming weekend. But, you know, just tell everybody, you know, just the grind. I mean, because, obviously, myself playing that position and being where you are, I guess, what is this, 11 games into the season? How your body is feeling and, you know, just some of the things that you have to do off the field to kind of get you ready week in and week out.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's been a lot better than it did Monday and Sunday night. But man, it, you know, I feel good. Obviously, you know, playing this game, you know, the best ability is availability. You hear it over and over. So my routine for me is just, you know, getting in, making sure. Obviously, you know, massages, you know, ice, you know, contrast, you know, whether it's dry needle, you know, kind of I kind of go through, you know, every day of the week, beginning Monday right after a game. It kind of takes me all the way up to Sunday again. And so it's important, man. It's the only way, obviously, that you can, you know, get on the field is if you're healthy. And so taking care of your body, that's been the biggest thing of. And that's been the reason why I've been able to, you know, kind of be available, you know, for this long.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You look at the amount of games that you've been a part of. I think it was it was over 100. You know, I think it was 115 as far as total games were concerned. You know, throughout your entire career. And look, you are a young man that in college you tore your ACL, and so you know I've been there. Did you have to change really your style of play when you tore your ACL in college?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you ask that because I think if there's an injury that happens to any of us, we are gonna, you know, instinctively without even thinking about it, you know, compensate maybe right a little bit. But I would say when I tore my ACL in college, I learned how to like kind of run and walk again, you know, obviously when you're going through rehab. And I definitely think that helped me with that, like that, my straight ahead speed. I think I really kind of found another gear just going back through that rehab process and running the right way. But I think it's always been kind of that thing of making sure like, man, let me make sure I put my body in the right positions to not have that injury, you know, if that makes sense. And so, so I definitely say it's definitely something you kind of change and have in the back of your mind, you know, from that point on of just making sure, man, my body is strong enough or in the right positions when I'm making cuts or on contact and stuff like that.
With that knee, it was a left or right knee?
The right knee.
It was the right knee. Like right now when it gets cold, do you have any issues out of it, like arthritis or anything of that nature? Or did you have to have any scopes done to it since you've been in the NFL?
I haven't had any scopes, nothing done. Every now and then, like you mentioned, man, I might get some arthritis, some tendonitis. You know, like you mentioned, the cold days, the rainy days. Every now and then, you just had those days, and so, but you just kind of understand that, and that just come with it. You know, that's the price you pay.
Right. And that's the maintenance piece of it. And, you know, I want to go back to what you talked about earlier. And this is Latavius Murray here with us on the Hood Automotive Players Show. I want to go back to what you talked about earlier as far as the maintenance and the things that you do, the contrast, the hot tub, the cold tub, you know, just being able to really start that process on Monday and then needling, the needling process. That's something that not necessarily a new, but I think it changed a lot as far as things that are available to some of the players and some of the techniques and things that they're willing to try. I don't think maybe the common fan doesn't know how much you have to go through to get your body ready to play another game, particularly, you know, from Sunday to Sunday. And it's definitely a lot if you have to play from Sunday to Thursday. And just, you know, just talk about not only from a mental standpoint, but from a physical standpoint, some of the things that you have to do, or, you know, just to get your body right, you know, whether it's the icing process or even to warm up, to be able to go out and practice or to get ready to play so you're ready for a game.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, for everybody, it could be different. You know, I would just say, I know for me, man, as sore as I am, you know, sometimes after a game, you know, I'm talking to where, you know, it's just like, man, there's no way I could, you know, probably practice, right? But for me, like, at least if it's just early on, I'm going to ice just to try and get some inflammation out, you know, reduce the pain. But as it gets later on in the week, you know, I heat. And when you mentioned getting ready for practice, try and get some heat on it, try to warm up, try to hit the hot tub. So, you know, get that blood flow going and get ready. But, you know, throughout the week, man, if it's the needle and you said, which wasn't around, but it's just another way to get some releases and some of the, you know, thicker, bigger muscles, obviously with a needle. You get, you know, cupping. I'm sure you've seen that before, scraping with the tools, kind of like another way to get kind of some soft tissue massage in. But, yeah, man, it's you know, week in and week out, the body is banged up. Sometimes you go into a game banged up. So, man, it's just about maintenance, kind of trying to do whatever needs to be done that week. Just so you can go into the game, man, feeling as best as possible.
No problem, my brother. Well, we're going to take a break here. I'm talking to Latavius Murray here on the Hood Automotive Players Show and getting to know him a little bit better and talking about, obviously, the game that he had last weekend. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about his nights down there at UCF as well as this upcoming matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. This is Deuce McAllister on WWL. Welcome back. This is Deuce McAllister with the Hood Automotive Players Show. Today we're getting to know Latavius Murray a little bit better, coming off of a 19 carry, 126 total yards, or at least rushing yards. Latavius, 124. I was going to give you two extra yards there. 124 and two touchdowns. Latavius, when we go back and look at that game and you see, you know, the success that you guys are having running the power, you see the success that you guys are having running inside zone, and, you know, when you go to your heavy package and, you know, just how teams are playing you, what's been your mindset? And I'm going to be honest, the last 2 weeks, really, I've said this on other shows and previously, I thought that you have looked your quickest this season, probably since maybe the first two games. I mean, I think that you're sudden with your cuts, you're planting your foot. I'd still like to see you get them shoulder pads down a little bit. You know, I think that at times you kind of get lazy. You're a big man. You're 6'3". You kind of get lazy and you let them get up under you. But just tell us, you know, just the flow, the feel of that game and, you know, how it felt to be able to go out there and have the success that you and the offensive line and the guys up front were having.
Yeah, it's you know, it's I think it's just a testament to you know, I guess the work throughout the week, the game plan, and everybody buying in, and then obviously going out there and executing. But when you talk about the guys that's been in and out, you know, the lineup and just the moving parts, you know, again, hats off to them for coming in and stepping up and obviously still executing. You know, we know what kind of season it's going to be with guys going down and, you know, kind of guys rotating. But, man, I think everybody's buying in, trusting the process, trusting the game plan, and they were blocking guys up front and giving, you know, giving all the runners some places to put the ball. And so, and then, you know, I think you saying me at B being a little quicker. I just try to make sure I'm playing my best, executing. You know, I'm definitely trying to be cognitive of keeping my pads low, being a tall, big back that I am. So you're always fighting that battle between getting low, but making sure you're getting low, but still in a powerful position. So that's something I definitely obviously continue to try and work on. But I think it just comes with the territory of just being 6'3 and those guys being smaller than me.
No doubt about it, because they want to live in your knees. So trust me, I know exactly what you. They don't want to hit you up high. They want to live in your knees, and so I know exactly what that position is like. Moving to Coach Joel, and working with Alvin, and obviously, you know, you've got Washington, you've got Mike in that room, and just some of the things that you guys work on. You know, how is that process throughout the week as far as, hey, look, you know, from a film standpoint, and then even getting with the offensive line, once you have a pretty good grasp of what the game plan is going to be like, what's that process been like for you guys, particularly in the new era as far as COVID is concerned, because you don't get as much interaction like you normally would?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, it's been different having to – you know, work around the COVID restrictions, you know, times where obviously we can't meet together, we can't meet in one room. We got to switch rooms some days. But again, I just think that's something that we all was, you know, kind of prepared for and signed up for coming into this thing. But I think we got a really smart room. And so I think we got pros. And so that just helps when, look, man, you're able to kind of lay out the game plan of what we're bringing up for the week, you know, watching film, whether that be, you know, when we're together or on your own. Again, and just, you know, being a pro, trusting the process and understanding what needs to be done when it comes time on Sunday. And so, again, I think I credit Joel, you know, for his leadership in the room, but then for everybody else in the room being a pro.
Speaking with Latavius Murray here on the Hood Automotive Players Show, and just breaking down, you know, obviously what his work week is like, what it's like for him during this new era. And I just want to ask you about, you know, from a family standpoint, how difficult that has been, because I don't know if you've had a lot of family be able to come in. You know, obviously I know we just started having a few fans at some of our games, but, you know, what's that process been like for you off the field, you know, just as you try to make sure that you stand safe, but obviously being involved with your family and everything?
Yeah, it's been tough because, you know, family haven't been, at least my family have not, you know, came to any games, home games. My brother and sister came to the Tampa game, but obviously on the road, we're not allowed to see family. So it's been, you know, it's. I'm not even going to say it's been hard or been tough. Obviously, it would be good to see family and we're able to get those, you know, normal interactions like we do on game days and for the games on Sunday. So, but again, man, it's just something that we kind of all signed up for and understand what happened going into this. So I would say, too, there's a part of that kind of helps with, look, you don't have to worry about tickets. You don't have to worry about, you know, if I'm just being honest, you know. So it just eliminates, at the end of the day, sometimes it does eliminate distractions. So, so man, just taking this for what it's worth, you know what I mean, and just you know, making sure we keep what's, you know, what's
the main
what's
thing
our goal.
On the main thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about being the ticket and having to worry about, hey, look, you know, can you get me hotel rooms? I need, you know, 6 tickets, and then such and such needs some tickets, you know, and so you're not having to deal with that. That's a positive in itself.
Saved a lot. You hear me? Saving a lot this year. Put it that way.
I can understand that, no doubt about it. To talk about your nights over there and what Josh Heupel and those guys have been able to do overall, when you look at the record, 6-3, you know, Cincinnati looks like the undefeated in the conference. So, I mean, they're undefeated overall,
yeah.
Cincinnati. But just, you know, the direction that Josh has taken that program, and, you know, do you have a lot of interaction with the program now, you know, particularly during the off season, or even, you know, just following closely?
Yeah, I have a lot of interaction with you know, those guys, the program, the coaches, the school. You know, being that I live, you know, just 15 minutes down the road, you know, in Orlando in the off season. Man, I think Coach Heupel, you know, he's a great coach. You know, obviously, I don't think, you know, they've had the season that they would hope for this year. Last year had a heck of a run. But, you know, I just think, you know, this year being a little bit different, you know, that those kids went out there, man, they played hard. Nothing but love and respect for all those guys that went out there and competed this year. Because, you know, we all kind of understand it's just been a different year. So, nothing but love and respect for Heupel, for the program, obviously. Black and gold all day. And, man, I look forward to next year. I see Cincinnati, and I immediately think about, you know, for them, man, this is a perfect year, right, to have that kind of year. Perfect year
right.
to, you know, hopefully possibly get that bid. So I would say I was definitely upset that, man, we didn't take advantage of that, what was an opportunity. And so you can't be mad that Cincinnati definitely is.
No doubt about it. I think Cincinnati has surprised a few people as far as how they've been able to go out and play. But you talk about what Luke has been able to do, just taking that program over and getting some of the guys in that he wants to be able to really put them on the national map as far as a true contender as far as football is concerned. So it's going to be something to continue to watch and see if they can get that bid as far as the playoffs are concerned. Looking at some stuff as far as hoops are concerned, you're a pretty big hoop fan, man.
I am, man. I love hoop. Basketball was my first love, man. I grew up in Syracuse, New York. So look, it was cold. I mean, it was cold. So take your butt inside and play ball. And it wasn't until, I mean, I played football young too. I started third grade, maybe late for some. I know, you know, people's playing flag, but once I seen other kids from school playing football, then, man, that's when I was like, man, okay, I want to play football, you know, now. But basketball, it started, because obviously, you know, you're in New York, indoors, it's a lot easier to get indoors and play some hoops.
Well, I can definitely understand that. What you were forward, I know growing up you were probably one of the taller guys, so you probably they stuck you down there at center, you know, and so because I know that's how you ended up messing up or hurting your knee in a pickup game, as far as hoops were concerned. So NBA, WNBA, what's your team? Who you like? is it New York? You're a Knicks man. You're a Nets man.
I'll be a lifetime Knicks fan. Now, I would say that it's kind of been more of players. But if you would ask me, man, what's one team that you would like to go out there and see win a world championship? I'm definitely gonna say the Knicks first. So I could definitely say that. But obviously, look, man, they haven't had the best of years, and it feel like forever.
It's been forever. I give you that.
I'm a, I'm a, I'm a huge Carmelo Anthony fan, which a lot of people know, but that's just because, he went to Syracuse and I was, in Syracuse at the time, and grew up watching Syracuse all my life. So I've obviously followed him wherever he go, in the NBA.
Yeah, and then definitely got a shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, I'm gonna give a shout out to the WNBA. You mentioned, Breonna Stewart. She from back home, upstate New York too, where I'm from. So, man, she representing, and talk about somebody that's decorated and basically done it all at that sport.
Yeah, I was about to say, you talk about a player that can represent the league and a game. That's definitely a person, really both of those individuals, as far as Melo and Breonna Stewart, just because of how they carry themselves on the court and off the court as well. You know, definitely if you follow basketball, that's definitely something that those names really, really, really well. Speaking with Latavius Murray here on the Hood Automotive Players Show and just getting his info or a background on some of the things that he likes to do and he's involved with. I know, just over your time here in New Orleans, you've gotten to do, a pretty good amount of stuff. And, how the city, how have you really fit in into the city? And I know it's different right now, just with everything being shut down. And, so far for you in New Orleans and, know you make your off-season home there in Orlando. How has it been in New Orleans for you and your family?
Yeah, it's been great, man. And, I had never spent some time here prior to signing here. When you just talk about, Southern hospitality, people make you feel like you, your family and like this is home. That's all it's been since we've been here. And so, the city has been, man, great to me and my family. We love it here and we enjoy it here. And, nothing but good things to say, nothing but good things to say.
No doubt about it. I kind of fell into that same, kind of situation as yourself, myself, just being from Mississippi and it's only 2 hours, 2.5 hours from my home. And, I had been down to New Orleans growing up, but never really knew New Orleans. And then having the opportunity to play here and then stay here, it just – the people made the city. And it's different from other places that I've been as far as, some cities – They pull for the team, but they'll turn on them at some point. And look, you hadn't experienced the bad Saints teams like I kind of experienced in my career, where we were bad. I mean, we were bad as far as a lot of the teams early 2000. And you talk about it; it's not even a question now. Pre-COVID, man, there would be times where we would have to get an extension just to try to sell out the games. And, normally that's not even the case now, And so normally that cutoff, I think, was like Wednesday afternoon and you'd get an extension just to try to get people to come to the games.
Right.
As you talk about trying to give tickets away, you couldn't even give them away. It was tough. But just talk about, before we go to a break, talk about the relationship with Coach Payton. And, I know we talked about Joel, but just Sean and that staff and, just some of the times, hey, look, Coach, run the ball. I know AK, he talked a little bit about it as far as, look, I know we got a prolific passing attack, but we need to run the ball. And so I'll take the heat for you, if he come at you too much and say, Coach, that was douche. That wasn't me talking bad, but just talk about working with him and sometimes maybe even looking at him like, hey, we can go back to that play now.
Yeah,
because I did it, so trust me.
I already know. What I love about him, for one, obviously you got two Seans you're dealing with. Everybody will tell you that you got Sean. Not on game day, then you got Sean on game day. And so I think, out of game day, that's obviously when, the conversations are had, or, you know, obviously for me to go out there, I need to make sure I'm putting on tape and not giving them any doubt that, you know, look, man, this game or these games, you know, can run through the running back room. We really believe that. We really believe that, you know, if it's a play that needs to be had or a spark, we feel in that room, we can bring that. And so we don't mind carrying, you know, that weight. We really don't. But I think that's what it's all about. But then you got game day, Sean, where obviously he's caught in the moment. He's caught in the game. He's you know, he wants to dial up some plays that he's been thinking about, been itching to call.
Not about that.
And every now and then, you know, it's definitely the, you know, hey, let's not get pretty, let's not get cute. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, the four pop.
We could start with three. We could go to four.
Oh, three,
by the fourth
okay,
quarter.
I aim for four, but you know, I know there's threes in there. But I'm with you. But that, and by the, like you say, by the fourth quarter, that's when they, you know, they turn the sevens and twenties and touchdowns.
No doubt about that. That's what that's how I believe. That's how I was thinking. And you know, like I said, you have those conversations with him throughout the week. I mean, and he kind of sees and talks to you a little bit. Hey, look, you know, look for certain things on this play, or what do you think about this play? You know, this defense, we just played them. We're going to give them this formation. We hadn't showed them this play. And sometimes, look, we're going to run the same thing. They can't stop it.
You know,
we're going to line up in a different personnel, and we're going to run the same thing. You know, they have a problem stopping it. And so, you know, I'm a fan, and I'm on your side. So stay on him. We're going to take a break. This is Deuce McAllister with Latavius Murray on the Hood Automotive Players Show. You can get in the game with us on the WhoDatLending.com talk and text line, 504-260-1870. This is Deuce on WWL. Welcome back, everybody, to the Hood Automotive Player Show. Deuce McAllister here with WWL's weekly sit-down with the Black and Gold Star. Today's special guest is Latavius Murray. And, Latavius, I have to ask you about this matchup this weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. You just saw these guys 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I know a lot of people, when they look at that record, they don't think that this is an elite team. But I think both of us beg to differ, just because, you know, a couple games that they kind of let slip away that they shouldn't have. They should have won, you know, a couple of those games, and it would obviously help their record. But just give me your input, really, on what you see in this team, and then really how difficult it is to play a team that, you know, really, you just saw 2 games ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously you're wondering, okay, hey, what are they going to carry over from this past game into this game, right? And you know, hey, what are they going to do different? You take a look at the game last week against the Raiders, and shoot, took the ball over 5 times. We know that on defense, they're active, they're capable of doing that. Guys that can run, you know, guys that can hit. And then offensively, you know, you got all those weapons on offense and a quarterback that can, you know, play really, really well when he's given the opportunity. So, and the time. But, it's just going to come down to us. Come down to us and making sure, look, we take care of business, we lock in, and don't even fall into the record or any of that. We got to take care of business, because we know it's hard to win in this league. And so when a team has a record like that, we that doesn't tell a complete story of what they're capable of doing.
On the first matchup, you know, I felt like that week, I don't want to say that they were trying to make the game more than what it was, because obviously, you know, I know it's a rivalry game, but I think they dubbed it as Hate Week. Have you ever been in a situation where it's taken to that level? It makes it a little tough, because you don't have as many fans in there. And so, you know, the fans aren't in town like they normally would be, you know, like New Orleans. They're not going to take over Atlanta, like kind of Atlanta comes into New Orleans and they try to take over for that week. You know, I thought leading into that game, they wanted to try to be the more physical team or even talk like they were the more physical team, and that wasn't necessarily the situation. Did you get kind of that feeling as well going into that game?
Look, if I'm being honest, I didn't. But
I didn't either. But I mean, just reading and hearing some of the words and things that they were saying, you know, I thought that they were taking it to a point where I don't think it's really there at that level. If that makes sense.
Right, right. Yeah, I think probably then they was just trying to. They needed that extra motivation or whatever.
Correct.
To hype themselves up. You know them, the guys that talk, right? But I was just telling somebody earlier today that. When I came into the league, I always just kind of considered anybody in the division, it was a rival. You know what I mean? And I know
they
say some are more than others, but your first goal is to win the division. So I was always kind of with the mindset, or I think we always had the mindset, like anybody in the division is a rival. You know what I mean? And it adds a little more to it now, obviously, if you done lost to that team once or depending on how that game went. You ready for that next opportunity. So I think coming off their win last year and the way they were able to play, I'm expecting them to come in here with you know, to try and feed off of that momentum. So we locked in. We ready, and we got to be prepared for that.
No doubt about it, man. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I hate I don't get to see you guys like I normally would, as far as, you know, in the locker room or even on the practice field, just to be able to mess with you, man. So I miss you guys, and you know, we'll definitely be cheering and pulling for you guys this upcoming weekend. Latavius, we thank you for being able to come on the show and just talk to us. New Orleans Saints Latavius Murray here on the Hood Automotive Player Show. We want to give a special shout out to all of the sponsors of this show: the Hood Automotive, everything automotive under one roof; Friend and Company Fine Jewelers, you've got a friend in the jewelry business; and Iron Horse Clothier, shop for men's fine clothing on Metairie Road. It wouldn't be possible without our awesome sponsors. And so, Latavius, man, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and wrap it up. This is Deuce McAllister on WWL. Welcome back. Actually, Deuce McAllister here on the Hood Automotive Players Show. I want to thank Latavius Murray for being able to give us a little bit about a little bit of his time, about his not only playing career here in New Orleans, but his time at UCF and then growing up in upstate New York, and, you know, just how the city has embraced him and his family, and, you know, just how he looks forward to being able to go out and play every Sunday, you know, whether you're getting the ball five times or whether you're getting it 19 or 20 times. You know, I think the goal for himself and obviously those guys are to go out and compete at a high level and try to win at, you know, whatever it takes. And so I'm pulling for that young man. And then also I want to thank Zach Streif for being able to come on with myself and talk a little bit about the Denver Broncos and, you know, just this matchup this upcoming week and, you know, how we see the Saints going forward and the NFL in general, you know, some of the things that they've done, and, you know, will we have that week 18 scenario, how they've kind of pushed forward with some of those games, and one being the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore game that was kind of originally scheduled for Thanksgiving but didn't get played until almost a week later. And I think that Baltimore now is scheduled to play next Tuesday, if I believe that's correct, and Pittsburgh is scheduled to play on Monday. So we'll see how those teams kind of adjust. And then David Griffin, the Pelicans vice president and executive, for coming on with us and just giving us his view of this Pelicans team that we have in New Orleans and the growth that we hopefully will see from that young crew, and, you know, just the envision for Coach Gundy as far as, you know, being able to stop teams defensively, but also being able to run some set plays for some of those playmakers that you have, understanding how to finish quarters, understanding how to finish halves as well as the game. Look, I have a lot of respect for the job that he has to do to be able to put players out there that can go out and compete. And I think that this team is primed to do so this year. I think they can compete for one of those playoff spot. I think also he talked about the difficulties and accountabilities that they're going to have for each other, just because of you won't be in a bubble situation like you kind of were in Orlando. And so it's going to be who's available each and every night that they do have to play. But we're looking forward to seeing the Pelicans in action against the Milwaukee Bucks as far as preseason is concerned, and then tipping off on Christmas Day against the Miami Heat for the first time. So, you know, I also want to thank all the listeners and the callers for joining myself today, and, you know, Mark Menard for being able to help me through this situation. You know, it's not an easy one. I definitely enjoy it. You know, you talk about being able to talk sports for 3 hours. That's something that, you know, yeah, you can normally say you can do it until you have to do it, but I definitely enjoy it. Steve Geller for being able to put that show together. Diane Newman, our executive director, get well. I know you had your surgery. We'll see you in the office soon. But New Orleans, we love you. Deuce is out. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.